like you are having these strong emotions constantly, whether you're constantly agitated, angry, overwhelmed. And no matter what you do, you just can't stop it. Like, you want to control it in yourself, but you just can't for whatever reason. Well, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about exactly kind of what's going on with that and how you can get it together no matter what situation you're in. Let's do it. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslim, coming to you every week on topics that women love. And you know, here at Mindful Muslim, the main thing that we're like totally invested in is helping women go from just surviving to thriving. And that's just apropos for today's podcast, where so much of what we're going to talk about is when it feels like all you are is in emotional survival mode. Now, for those of you who do not know me, I'm a mom of five, licensed educator of 25 years, and kind of like a big sister to the community. And what I'm going to be doing in this podcast is just giving you some advice. I want you to imagine you like were feeling horrible, went over to your sister's house and just wanted to sit on her couch with a cup of tea and just get some advice. I'm like, oh, I'm just feeling horrible lately. Give me some reminders. So I just want to do that today for you. And just to let you know, I want to give a shout out to all the sisters who have been just like absolutely amazing, sending so much love on our app, Thrive Muslim. It's actually an entire community, but we do have it in the form of an app too. You guys have been doing ratings. You guys have been giving me DMs saying how much you love it. And you guys are really, really excited for the resentment workshop that we're doing. And so very excited, May 27th. I'll put the link below if you want to register for that as well. So, so happy to talk about these things that are hurting you. But today is going to be a bit of a lighter day. I'm just going to give you that general advice. But if you want to go deeper on the things that are really like people that are hurting you, things that are triggering you, emotions that you have, I want you to know that's all going to be going on inside of that resentment workshop. It's actually an entire series and it's live. So it's not just like a talk or a video. Like you might be listening to hear like an audio or video. So alhamdulillah, you're going to get that really, really one-on-one attention with other women who are going through the same thing as you. So I just wanted to share that and say, if you need that deeper help, that's definitely where you're going to get some in that workshop, March 27th, 11 a.m. EST, 3 p.m. GMT. All right. So with that being said, like there was this quote I read the other day, and it's one that I just keep coming back to. Whatever you pay attention to grows. Now that could be a good thing or a bad thing, right? Whatever I pay attention to grows. So if I'm focusing on all the negative, that's just going to grow. And I'm focusing on the positive, that's going to be better, right? But here's the thing. Sometimes our lives are so full. So many women are doing amazing things out there, whether they're in their career, they're in the prime of uni, they're raising the kids. And we oftentimes love to get control of our emotions, but in the moment, it's hard. So many of us are exhausted. I have women all the time. I had a sister the other day say, you know, I have X amount of kids. I'm working. My husband's not helping me. And I just feel like I'm falling apart. I don't even know who I am anymore. So that is the reality, right? But what can we do about it? Nothing. Absolutely, we can. So in today's podcast, it's just going to be like four quick, small reminders of how everything's going to be all right. And actually, in the upcoming month here, we're going to be talking more about the things that you're going through and experiencing and give you some really solid advice on how to help master those emotions in ways, regardless of what you're going through. So my reminder number one is you are not broken. You are not a horrible person. You are not broken. And in fact, when you're having these negative emotions, I want to help you identify them for what they really are. They are signs to you. You know, we all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be close to us and close to Him. We want Him to kind of speak to us in our situation and what we need to do. But we need to remember that He does already do that. We're just not recognizing it. And He wants to help us feel better, but we just often don't know how. We don't, you know, see the signs. So those negative emotions are signs. And they're usually one of two things need to change in your life. One of two things usually when you're having those negative emotions need to change. It's either a mental shift or a physical shift. Let me give you some examples because these are things you could do immediately as soon as you recognize. A lot of us just don't recognize what's really happening. So, for example, I had a sister who was really, really struggling because she felt that her husband didn't love her. She felt he didn't love her because, you know, he wasn't spending time with her and he was this and this and this. And she was just after that, turning into a person who really didn't love herself. She started saying, well, if I was more lovable, more attractive, he'd want to spend more time with me. Do you see how we just flipped that right into us? Likewise, I had mentioned the podcast before, many sisters saying to me, I don't think my parents love me. I must not be worthy. I'm not good enough. And I said to them, did your parents actually say, like, we don't love you? They're like, no, well, you know, it's just obvious. Well, why is it obvious? Do they do this? Do they do that? They're like, no. They're like, oh, well, you know, I just feel like if they would do this, then that would mean they love me. And if they did, I said, who's making these rules up? Like, we make so many rules in our head of whether or not people love us, if they're going to love us, and what that means about us as a person. Like, it's just nonsense. So I'm reminding you, too, to go back to the yardstick of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What makes us worthy is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says makes us worthy, not what we create up in our head, which is mostly what's happening. So going back to those two things, either a mental shift. So when that sister, we talked and she realized that her husband being busy actually in this circumstance had nothing to do with him loving her or not. We talked about how she could talk to him about how it's affecting her. And they ended up reconciling and she's totally fine. But she instantly went into lowering her self-worth and assuming this and assuming that. That's a super dangerous thing. And all she had to do was a mental shift and she was noticing the negative emotions dissipating. The second one is, sometimes it's a physical shift. I have had sisters, unfortunately, like heartbreaking situations, call me up about, they've left abusive situations, alhamdulillah, but unfortunately, they still question many things about their life and what happened, and they're deeply affected, and there's tons of triggering and all that stuff. But what I want to say is they then find themselves going back to similar circumstances time and time again. And, you know, they realized at some point they had to physically move themselves somewhere else to break out of a pattern that maybe when they're strong enough, they could come back. Sometimes it's in a situation where you're in, you know, with something with another relative, or maybe it's a job. I've had sisters say just like jobs were absolutely toxic. You know, as women, we want to be really career driven, and we don't realize the mental toll that takes on us. And I want to talk to moms here too. Like, if you just get up and, you know, get the kids all their stuff for, actually, let's go to the night. Nighttime, you're getting all the stuff ready for the next day, whether it's for the sitter, whether it's for the school for your kids. And then you have to wake up, dress all those kids, or get your husband, if he's helping you, you know, mostly usually not, but if he is, you know, all set up with the kids, go to work, and maybe driving to work, you have to drop them off at a daycare. I mean, I remember days when I had to do those things. And then, you know, going into the career all day, you know, running home, picking them all up again, making sure they do the homework, making sure they're showered, bathed, you know, like, that's just the basics. We didn't even, like, coddle them and do emotional and psychological, you know, care yet, right? We're just trying to survive. That's what we're saying about our women, right? Survival mode. And then we're just trying to get some dinner on the table, try not to, like, use Uber Eats or something else that we use, at least in the U.S. I know everybody has different things for takeaway or takeout. And subhanAllah, you know, then all of a sudden you like crash by the end of the day. You didn't get to do anything for yourself. So that's that cycle, right? And so that job for some of our women, like, let's just pretend that was a regular job. But what if that job is also toxic? What if that job is also super just negative and stressful and there's stuff going on there and it just irks you? Think about your soul just dying every day as you're driving to work. Just like you feel like, why am I alive? I'm just like a robot moving through the motions. Does any of this sound familiar? I'm sure it does for a lot of women because a lot of them call me. When I do 15-minute free consultations, this is what pours out. Just women who are at the end of their nerves, and understandably so, right? But then they think, oh, well, you know, like, what can I do? This is my situation. So, no. So the second one is like, physically, you might have to leave something. Now, I'm not suggesting divorces. I'm not suggesting everybody throws their hands up and gives their, you know, resignation into their jobs. I'm not going in there and saying all that because everybody has particular situations. I'm just saying there is a lack of tawakkul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some reason, we think that job is given to us by that employer, when actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance, and if we trusted him a bit more and took leaps of faith. Like, look at me here at Mindful Muslima. I took a huge leap of faith. I was making six figures for a career that I thought I loved that turned toxic, that I had to leave. I am a perfect example of exactly what I'm talking about. Was it scary? Oh yeah, it was scary, but I had to lean on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I did it in a smart way, but at the same time, I knew my calling was this now. I knew this is what I needed to do. What do you need to do? What do you feel your heart calling you to? And I'm not talking any like hokey pokey stuff. I'm talking about everybody has a natural fitrah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs us to live out our purpose. That's really what we're talking about here. So many of us are like pushed into uni, you know, pushed into these colleges. Like we, yeah, go, 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 be this, be that, get this salary. And in the end of it, there's like no happiness. Can we talk about the lack of happiness that we feel in our heart? That every day we're doing the thing, you know, we'll have little sporadic laughs here or there or like positive moments. Most people have to find those by like scrolling through Instagram or TikTok. That's how like sad it is, right? I have one sister who's like, every time I'm just so like, ugh, about my life, I just go on TikTok, I laugh for 5 minutes and I come out. Like that's their boost. I'm just like, gosh, there's just no real genuine happiness. And it's sad and it's only getting worse. So my tip number one to you is, those negative emotions are beautiful signs that something needs to change. It could be in your schedule, it could be whatever, but mostly it's usually a mental shift or a physical shift. And yeah, let me throw that out there. It could not just not leaving a job or leaving this or leaving that. It could be like your schedule needs to change. Your sleeping pattern needs to change. The fact that you're not praying needs to change. Like a physical change or a mindset change. Take that to heart. I promise you it's like 95% or more. These are the things I see. And so you just have to unpack those emotions. And only you can do that work. So tip number two is you can control your emotions. It's just a skill set to be learned. A lot of you have gone into our school and taken the free class that we have on the things that are required. Like, why am I like this? A lot of people, like, they make it so personal. Like, why am I like this? Why can't I just get it together? And what makes it worse is when our parents criticize us, right? They're just like, yeah, you know what? You're a mess. There were certain times in my life where I feel like I was going through a lot emotionally. Like people had no idea. And yet, you know, when you're going through stuff emotionally, like you don't feel motivated. So a lot of times I didn't want my house to be dirty or something. And so I was a really young mom and I was struggling to balance all these things. I didn't have anybody to advise me at all, which is why I have the podcast. I feel like women really need help, right? And I didn't have anybody to talk about these things that I was going through. So I would try to clean. What I would do is I remember I would like not have time to organize, but I wanted to be organized because I was an organized person, but like mentally and emotionally, I just couldn't do it. So I would like put things in bags all the time. I'd have like bags. And I remember like I had a relative come over. They're just like, oh my gosh, you know, you have things in bags all the time. You have to get it together. Like there was zero empathy for my situation or what was going on, or even just, hey, are you okay? So what I want to say is like, that's why I literally have zero judgment for other sisters. I was at the masjid the other day and I saw one sister and she just had a child and you could tell that sister just really wanted to pray. She was desperately trying to pray and her kid was a little bit rambunctious, but that's what kids do. And you know what? This other sister came over to her and she was just like, sister, you shouldn't be praying here with your child. There's other of us. We want to focus. And I know that's like a hot topic in the mission all the time. But that woman, if you look at her face, she was crushed. And I wasn't thinking about, oh, was that considerate or not? I was thinking, I bet you that woman wanted to just pray. She didn't have anybody to help her. And then lo and behold, 2 seconds later, she's just like, I'll keep him together. I just really need to pray. Like you could tell she was just needing Allah so deeply. And she was like expressing how like in her home, I guess it was depressive. So she was trying to come out and just get that connection. So how many of us are going through something like that where we just need other people to be a little bit more kind to us as we're going through things? And so I want you to know, if you haven't been able to control your emotions yet, it is a skill set. I keep saying this. I wish women really understood so that they would stop blaming themselves or thinking they're horrible people. I did not learn this. I told you guys, if you haven't listened to my podcast or if you have and you're a longtime listener, shout out to you. A lot of you guys are here like, I've listened to every single podcast. You guys send me DMs that are just like tears coming out of my eyes of just how so much of what we've shared has really helped. But I want you to know, like, none of this came from me at birth, right? I had to do the work. And so I want you to know, and I'll put it below in the links, there is a free class that we have on how to understand how your mind works. And the minute I got that was the minute I was able to go, oh, like it's a computerized program that I could just like reprogram. Okay, how do I do that? Okay, 1, 2, 3, got it, practice it. Now I live it and I can turn on and off emotions like a light switch. I'm not playing. It is, you need to take back control of your body, which brings me to that point I'm trying to make, which is you can control it for two reasons. One, because it's a biological fact. At some level, you can. You just need this skill set. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all helpful, all wise. He promises to help those who reach out to Him, which goes into kind of the next tip. And that next tip is your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to understand that we are meant to, and I had to understand, so I'm speaking to myself first, that we were meant to be close to Allah. And the minute we're far from Allah, things fall apart. Us having things feel foggy and messy. I have women like, look, I'm a little all over the place right now. I had a sister the other day call me up. I'm a little bit all over the place right now, but I just want to tell you, like, I just feel like, I don't know, I can't make decisions. Just like this going on, like, you know, I'm sorry, sister, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit, I don't know, I'm just like, oh, right now everything's been a mess. Like, that's how they call me. When you're in a fog like that, which I have been in for sure, I think all of us at some level, right? You're struggling. Not just with your physical world, like dunya, right? But like your connection in your heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, when I bring that up to women, sometimes it's hard for them to conceptualize what I mean by closeness to Allah. So let me just make it real clear. Praying five times a day is basic. A lot of people, you know, I'm close to Allah, sister, I pray five times a day, I wear hijab. That's not it. That's good. That's requirement to have a certain level of, you know, Islam. But like, let's talk about that real, like, I feel like I love Allah and I can talk to Him. I feel like I cry when I hear ayats of Quran. I feel like, subhanAllah, things hit my heart. And it's like, I mean that. And that comes with reaching out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to say that to prove this to you. In the Quran, in Surah 59:19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And do not be like those who forgot Allah, so He made them forget themselves." How many of us feel lost, empty, numb? That's what that is. That's what that is. Allah called it out. He knows His creation, right? So what do we do? What do we do? Well, the first thing I said to you was what? Who remembers? Number one was like, those negative emotions are a gift. You need to stop running from them or pushing them aside or blaming yourself. You need to deal with them. And if you don't know how to deal with them, I'm not talking about crazy. These are things that I did without therapy. And it's not that I'm not for therapy. I have gone to therapy before because my kids, when I was getting through the divorce, I wanted to make sure everybody was healthy. Right? But I used to get really irritated because I felt like I was never given actual tools that I could use. I just spent time talking to somebody and them nodding their head, which it wasn't what I needed. And I'm not knocking any of that. I think it's really necessary because I get the concept of talking things out heals us. Things need to be said. We need to say them out loud into the air. But with that being said, I think it also needs to be coupled with actual tangible tools. Okay, when this happens, try this. And that's what I teach. A lot of you guys who are in our emotions course, you see this all the time. And we go into how to love yourself, so many things. But like, I had to be taught that like nobody ever told me. So I went through a ton of struggle. And I think the biggest thing that we deal with at Mindfulness Movement is wanting women to understand that you were made perfect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just have to figure out like your purpose and who you are. And that just takes some love and care for yourself. And society doesn't really push us to do that. It's just like pushing us to look beautiful, pushing us to have careers. A lot of it is not internal work, ladies. And if internal work scares you or you like don't know how to do it, I just want to tell you like it's not scary at all. And so many times we push things off because we're afraid of them because they're unknown. You know, the biggest thing that makes people afraid of things is just like literally that they don't know anything about them. And so as soon as I like found out how to do these things, I was like, oh my gosh, like, why did I not know this sooner? I would have been such a better mom. I probably parented for 10 years of my 20 something year of parenting, not knowing any of this. Then I had to go back to my kids and like apologize for messing up things that I clearly messed up. So, you know, things I tell people is getting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connecting with Him is key in this entire process. So with that being said, tip four, my last tip is, motivation. So a lot of people struggle to get this stuff going. Like, oh, that sounds great, right? They get super pumped. Like you're listening to the podcast, or you're watching a video, and you're like, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, that's me. I need to do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they don't actually do it. And that's because they haven't done this thing I'm talking about right now, which is delved into their why. You know, my why were my kids. I was so afraid to mess up my kids because I felt like I was the caretaker of them. I felt this incredible sense of responsibility. Now, you might not have kids right now. So I'm speaking to the unmarried and married women here, regardless, kids or no kids. You need to first, for yourself, if you're an unmarried woman, understand that once you become married and you have to deal with your husband or your kids or whatever, it becomes so much less about you and you're just like in survival mode, like I said. Kids, cooking, cleaning, right? And then it's just like, where's me time? So this is it. Most women skip that because they spend their whole 20s like surfing their phone, chatting nonsense with friends. I'm sorry, it does. Or they just bury themselves in their studies. There's those sisters who are just like super type A, but they don't actually, they just like avoid self-avoidance, right? Like don't go into that stuff. So it doesn't matter which category you fall into, like hyper-focused and productive or uber lazy and unmotivated. You still aren't going to do the work. And then you get married and you realize, oh my gosh. And that's another thing. This is directly connected to like how you find your spouse. Because if you're, you know how many women, like we have this marriage course that is the most popular one that we have, Muslim Marriage Lab, right? Women go in there. And how many times women start the course and they're like, whoa. After they go into like module one into like all about me, they realize they don't even know who they are. How many of us don't even know who we really are because we've lost ourselves? We're busy being who everyone else wants us to be. And I'm not talking in like a feministic sense, like do me, you know, like, and then like, you know, forget everybody else. You know, I'm not talking about like breaking out. Like there's a certain better walidain, things you have to do for your parents. There's obligations to your children and your spouse. Like these things are important. So let's not downplay them. But at the same time, how can we give to these people if we haven't connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ourself? And so I want to say that for unmarried women, do it now while you still have the time. For married women, there is still hope for you and time for you too. There's many women who fix this and with kids too. And like I told you, when did I learn all this? I learned this when I was already married with kids, actually in the process of divorce. And after that, so I was already in the hottest mess there could be possibly ever, right? But I did it. So I say that as a ray of hope to all of you who feel it can't be done. You just have to want it. And for me as a mom, I wanted to fix my kids. I knew it was going to be me or nobody because it wasn't going to be the father who was going to do it in this circumstance. So I had to put my big girl boots on, like I say, and I had to go and say, look, my kids are only going to be as good as I am right now because I'm the one modeling day in, day out. And if I don't handle my own stress, I'm going to indirectly model poor management of stress for them. Then when they get married, I'm just going to be like, oh my gosh, that's me. And I feel so guilty. And you know what? Sometimes that happens because you can't catch it all. But there is so much that I have corrected. And it's acknowledged. And alhamdulillah, I mean, I'm still learning every day. But I want you to know I did it in the worst of circumstances. And if I can, you too. So I hope that was really helpful. These are just my four tips. Let's just go back really quick and make sure that we caught them all. Number one, you're not a horrible person. You're not broken. Those negative emotions are a sign. Listen to them. Stop saying, what's happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? What is Allah trying to show me? Switch it, right? Yeah, you can control your emotions. It's a skill set, like cooking, baking, playing basketball. You just have to learn it. And no, it's usually not taught to us and our families at birth or at the masjid. And the other thing I want you to know is that your connection with Allah is part of that. If you've lost that connection, He might have made you lose yourself, like I had at one point. And alhamdulillah, number four is lacking motivation. You need to get that motivating factor. What is the why for you? I shared mine. What's yours? Now, I did mention a ton of resources, so I'll save them below there. We have consultation calls. We have free class on emotions. We have tons of things, ladies. And the reason we make this is because we know talking lip service to you is not going to do anyone justice. We know the action piece where you then actionably do something about your situation is where real change happens. I can only do so much. You have to want it for yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I'm here if you need me, and I will talk to you in the next one. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.